call this meeting of the Taney County Commission.
She has to put that delay in there so the beeper button, sensor button.
Gentlemen, I will call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, February 15th, 2011, to order. First order of business is discussion regarding early retirement or voluntary termination of employment policy for full-time employees of Taney County, Missouri. This is it not, the second part of a two-part series that we're taking care of? The first was for employees who were leaving by the end of the month?
Yes, I was asked to prepare two, one for leaving by February 28th and another one.
You know what? You don't have a microphone, Bob, and we can give you one.
Could we get some more microphones ordered?
Yes, sir, I'll take care of that and get a couple of microphones ordered.
I was asked to prepare two policies, one for those who were terminating their employment by February 28th or having their employment terminated by February 28th, and another one for those wishing to terminate their employment early or retire or whatever you want to call it by May 31st. And this is the second of those that is by May 31st.
Bob, one thing we talked about is that it was not supposed to start until March 1st. I didn't see that in there.
It isn't in there.
Okay, we need it to be effective from March 1st because we didn't want the two programs overlapping. That may have been one of the instructions. I know we gave you a bunch at one time, but the program needs to initiate March 1st is what our last discussion was because the old one expires on the 28th. And we didn't want both programs running over.
You know, you might contemplate that in your number 7 where you discuss the sunset clause, and perhaps you could put the
initiation or the
starting date same time or effective date of this policy.
But other than that, everything else looks just fine and dandy, so much so that I'm going to move that we accept and implement the early retirement voluntary termination of employment policy for full-time employees, which we call basically this is for the voluntary that starts on March 1st, expires on May 31st as the policy outlines.
And you called it the voluntary retirement policy.
Yeah. He called it the early retirement or voluntary termination of employment policy.
Okay.
And this is the separate. This is the
right.
Second part of the
right.
Policy.
I've read it.
Yep.
Read through it. And,
okay. Number 7, we'll just read.
Hold just a minute, Bob. Mr. Strahan, do you wish to second that? Then we can open this up for discussion.
I second it.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve the early retirement or voluntary termination of employment policy for full-time employees of Taney County, Missouri. Now we are open for discussion. And Bob, you had a comment?
Yes. What I understand you're approving is a change in number 7 from the document that's in front of you that instead of saying policy sunsets in italics, it would say effective duration of policy, and then it would say the policy begins, or this policy begins on March 1st, 2011, and expires on May 31st, 2011 at 5 p.m.
That's correct.
And the copies that I gave Mr. Strahan and Mr. Houseman, Commissioners Strahan and Houseman, in paragraph 2 have and agree not to be employed again by Taney County before May 31st, 2016, crossed out because that's covered in a lower paragraph. Under breach of agreement, any such employment prior to May 31st, 2016 shall be a breach of the agreement. So I crossed that out in the clean copy that I gave you.
Okay, well, that's not the copy I've got, obviously, because it's still contained there.
The one that I just gave you is the newest one.
This one.
This one.
Did I cross out the wrong thing? Because right there, and agreed not to be employed again by Taney County before May 31, 2016.
Is it still in there?
Yes.
Okay. I took it out in one of the copies. I must have handed the wrong copy
okay.
to you.
The if, in fact, we move forward with this, if I am reading this correctly, an individual would not have the ability to come back into employment for a period of 5 years. This, if you will, elaborate for me the difference between this and the policy that is terminating on February 28th, which opens the opportunity, go ahead, for employees. You know where I'm headed. Yes.
The difference between the two policies are these individuals are selecting themselves or voluntarily terminating their employment. It was not the same, certainly, for all of the individuals by February 28th. They were layoffs, I believe.
Well, what in the point that I was headed towards is the individuals who have lost their positions would have the opportunity, if positions open up
right
within the system, to come back. Those who are voluntarily accepting this program and taking remuneration that's being offered would not have that ability for 5 years, correct?
Correct. That's where I was going next. Those who were involuntarily terminated have the ability, if a position comes open that they're qualified for, to reapply and become again employed with the county, whereas those who are not being involuntarily terminated, who wish to take advantage of an early retirement program, are agreeing to stay away from being employed by the county for a period of 5 years. Now, this agreement, under this agreement, they would be able to be employed by the county within that 5 years, but in order to do that, they would have to pay back all the money they received for terminating early prior to being hired.
And, Bob, the compensation in number four that is being extended for years of completed service, that's identical to what was offered in the program that is being offered through February 28th?
That is correct. That's what I thought you gentlemen asked me to do, so that's what I did.
Gentlemen, do you have any more comments regarding this?
No.
I see our budget officer has arrived. Do you have comments about this, Rick? Or okay.
I do have a comment about
it. Go right ahead.
And the comment is that this is a something that businesses and government. I talked to a friend of mine that is personal friends with the Iowa governor, and they're offering all kinds of incentives and things to their state people for early retirement programs, and so. I do know that we're not out of line with, the telephone company did a few years ago, whenever several people we know that were involved received incentives to help with their budget line. So that's just the only thing I wanted to say, so that the public out there that's listening in knows that we're not taking a step that's unusual.
More discussions, more comments from council?
No, certainly willing to answer any questions, but you want me to read the policy or?
One thing that before you do, Bob, we're going to include this in the payroll, is what they were talking about trying to do this payroll period. If we can get it out, if not, it'll make the next payroll. We can certainly get an email to all the employees to make sure it gets out. So
that's one way to do so, is included in their check.
I just want to make sure that everyone's aware that if it's going to be included in payroll, Don needs it probably the week before, because she actually starts on payroll sometimes Thursday the week before and almost always Friday the week before, so she needs any information that goes into payroll that early.
Okay.
Plus, I told them in this document that they needed to do it by May 31st of 2011. And I didn't take into consideration payroll.
That's just notification is all we're talking about. It's just
notification.
Yes.
Okay.
Notification is all we're talking about. This document itself will be in...
Well, they're voluntarily and irrevocably relinquishing employment effective May 31st, and they have, and I believe I put in here that they have to, that the policy, effective duration of policy, this policy begins on March 1st, 2011, and expires on May 31st, 2011 at 5 p.m. So I haven't explained in here. Okay. Any eligible employee wishing to take advantage of this policy must do so on or before May 31st, 2011 at 5 p.m. and must sign all required documents by that time.
When is the next payroll, Rick? So that we can be timely with what you all need.
As far as?
May 31st. When's the?
No, the very next payroll for all county employees.
Well, Don's got one ready to go out right now. It's just too late to get, so the next one would be 2 weeks. So she'll probably start working on it.
Next week.
Not this Thursday, but a week from Thursday.
Bob has a couple of small changes to make to the agreement that was placed in front of us, but once he does that, if you would furnish a copy of that to Rick, then he could add that to the next payroll, or the girls can, and so that everyone be sure and get a copy of and an opportunity for this. Right, gentlemen?
Correct.
Jim, you emailed me this morning. I got an email from you. Someone wanted two separate checks, and there's not any reason to do two separate checks. The difference in one check and two checks, sometimes the machine actually calculates the federal withholding difference. So if they don't want that federal withholding out of there, they need to come and talk to us early and let us know what they want withheld out.
We
do intend to write one check, but it would be, you know, if they want, they need to do their planning as far as taxation goes, because the federal government will withhold based on the amount of the checks.
Yeah, but you're right now, you're talking about those individuals whose last day of employment could be as late as February 28th, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They could amend their W-4.
Yeah, they can amend their withholding the same. You know, that would be the Thursday. When they come in and bring in their time, their last time, she'd bring in and say, hey, look, you know, Don's willing to work with them. I'm sure, you know, what they want held out. They can hold out a fixed amount. They can hold out, or they could hold out nothing. But if they did that, then, you know, they're going to be liable for those taxes.
Would it be possible for your department to send them a notice that they want to do anything differently? They need to let you know about that?
Any of them that we know about, I told them we should do that. So if, when we get someone in, we try to let them know.
Thank you, Rick. Gentlemen, a motion has been made and seconded to approve the early retirement or voluntary termination of employment policy for full-time employees of Taney County, Missouri, as we have before us and duly amended. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Bob.
If you make the changes and get it to Nikki, then we'll start distributing it.
Are you planning on going into executive in a minute?
I believe we are. Danny,
yes,
you're requesting it's posted.
Do you
for
me here on that?
Yes, we do.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.3 personnel.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session for purposes of personnel. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. We will go into executive session.
And then we'll be done, right? We'll come out and go.
Is there another issue following executive session?
Nothing.
Gentlemen, for today.
1 o'clock, we have to call in for payroll.
That's correct. There'll be a call-in at 1. So we will end following executive session when we come out.